Where do you like to take your holidays? Do you like to take them on the beach? I think there was one nod there. Do you like to take them wandering around museums? Yeah, at least one there. Do you like to take them up in the mountains? At least a couple there, and I'd probably join in with that one. What else? That may be cruises. No, cruises, bridge holidays. So we seem to have three sets of people. So anyone who doesn't go to the beach or doesn't go around museums or doesn't go to the mountains, please declare. No, right, so I can safely assume that you all do one of those three things. And you probably do it for different reasons, I guess. You might get more of a sense of peace in one location than another. You might want to be active and moving around if you've got a desk job, perhaps. Or you might want to be topping up your tan, I guess, if you're going to the beach. I wonder what locations you think are significant in the Bible. I suppose we have a beach scene, if you like, by the side of Galilee with fish on the fire. I'm not sure we have much in the way of museums, particularly, but there are certainly a few mountainside episodes within the Bible. And we're going to be looking at what's the alternative lectionary passage for this morning, which is from Luke chapter 9, and that's set in place on a mountain. So let's now hear the word of God from Luke chapter 9.
Our reading comes from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 28 to 36. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 to 36. And you can find this on page 89 of the Good News Bible. Jesus has just been speaking to his disciples about his suffering and death. About a week after he had said these things, Jesus took Peter, John, and James with him and went up a hill to pray. While he was praying, his face changed its appearance and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, two men were there talking with him. They were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in heavenly glory and talked with Jesus about the way in which he would soon fulfill God's purpose by dying in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were sound asleep, but they woke up and saw Jesus' glory and the two men who were standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, how good it is that we are here. We will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not really know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them with its shadow, and the disciples were afraid as the cloud came over them. A voice said from the cloud, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice stopped, there was Jesus all alone. The disciples kept quiet about all this and told no one at that time anything they had seen. This is the word of the Lord.